Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy. Need some help, y'all. Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Tell me now,
won't you tell me now?
Oh, fire!
need a color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
I didn't say cancer, Tim. I just said let them know we was having issues.
Well, I mean, you said that they said they can't help until tomorrow. So, I mean, they're having people holding on.
Okay, that's okay.
Well, you just said they said they can't help you until tomorrow. So, are you able to get in?
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, me and Matt. You want to call and see if you're in? I may have messed it up myself. Well, hello, hello to you that have dialed in. We are having some technical difficulties this evening. Could have been created by myself. So we're going to have an abbreviated program this evening since so many have dialed in that now have received the word that we were going to cancel due to these technical difficulties. But we will give a short version and then come back next week and hit you with the full lesson. So you want to lead us in a word of prayer right quick?
Well, most gracious and most heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord God, for another opportunity to be able to declare and decree your word. Thanking you, Lord Jesus, for yet opportunities that you continue to give us day after day, as long as we continue to understand and know, Lord God, where our source comes from. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, as we know there were some technical difficulties with having challenges getting on the system, and I just pray, Lord God, that you allow us to be able to remain on the system throughout the remainder of this hour. We pray that you be in the midst of everything we say, do, and touch. We thank you for those that took an opportunity to call back in, and we know, Lord God, that we are definitely behind in what we had to share tonight. So I just pray, Lord God, as Jesse gives an abbreviated message tonight, that you would be with him and give him an opportunity, Lord God, to share. And then we'll go into and expand a little bit more next week. So as always, Lord God, I just want to personally say thank you for being with us all. I want to personally say thank you for being with all of those that dialed in earlier and couldn't hear anything and kept sending text messages indicating that. And I just thank you, Lord God, that they were making us aware that there was challenges that were taking place. So on tonight, Lord God, I just want to say thank you for your presence being with us. No weapon that tries to form against us shall nor will prosper. And on this day, Lord God, I just want to say thank you for giving us this privilege to be able to speak to others. In your mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. We praise God and we thank God, and we want to let all know who are attempting to get in that we are back on the show. We're back on. We had a few technical difficulties, but that's the way life is sometimes. You have those kind of situations where we are back on. So we thank God and praise God for those who have rejoined us, and perhaps some will come back and join us again. And we thank God tonight that sometimes we have issues, and sometimes we are not back on. We are back on, but sometimes we have challenges. But we thank God and we praise God for we are now back on. We were chatting tonight about giving validates oneness. Very powerful concept. And I know sometimes the enemy just does not like it when you want to bring something of power and bring something that will allow you to share with others and what would be beneficial to them as well. And sometimes we get challenged in this regard. And so the greatest reality of oneness is its requirement to give. Because if two people come together committed to giving all of them to another person, then the magic of oneness is enabled. Give and it shall be given to you. And so we know this intuitively, instinctively, that when we give, it's something that's really priceless. It's precious. It creates and activates something within us that's part of the God that dies within. And so each one of us, you know, we understand the concept of giving because it provides love and emotional support and caring. And giving is the free transfer of something you possess to someone you have decided is worthy of this transfer. And think about it, even how we got here, the concept of procreation involves the giving of a human seed to the receptive and fertile soil associated with conception and, of course, buried in the womb of a woman. So after giving birth to a child, a mother then instinctively gives and her body responds by providing everything necessary to sustain the child. So in our process of becoming humans and manifesting in the flesh, it's a process of giving where the father gives and the mother gives. And at some point in time in life, the child will also begin to give. And it's been proven that a mother's breast milk, for example, has a capacity to sustain the child's life for up to 6 months and in some cases 12 months because it's nothing more beneficial, nothing more powerful to a newborn than mother's milk. Now, I know we live in a dispensation where corporations will attempt to tell us that they can make something, they can come up with a formula that will be as good as or is as good as a mother's milk. But I think some of us who have been involved and engaged in that process, we know and understand that's not the case. There's no way possible that you are able to duplicate that which God has ordained from the beginning. So we thank God and praise God tonight for understanding and having a great appreciation for what it means to have the concept of giving firmly in your mind. Now, some mothers, since we're mentioning breastfeeding, they breastfeed until the child weans on their own. And some mothers arbitrarily consider breastfeeding time is up when teeth arrive and no later than 2 years. But then there are other mothers who allow their children to breastfeed up to 5 years older when they go to school. The challenge for parents is to identify the best protocol for teaching their offspring how to appropriately give and how to give without expectation of return. See, it's something about giving that opens up the law of reciprocity, the law of reaping and sowing. It's something about it. Because once we begin to understand the power associated with giving, we understand that giving supplies, that giving will furnish, that giving makes available gifts. It will hand over. It will let somebody have. It will reward and award. It will grant. It will bestow. It will accord. It will confer. It will donate. It will contribute to, put up, put hands on, turn over, make over. It will leave. It wills. It bequeaths. It pledges. It lends. It slips. It forks out. It shells out. It lays out. Coughs up. Stumps up. And is up. All of those are elements of giving. See, giving is such a powerful, powerful reality. And God created women with this unique gift. And some women impart a lifetime of immunity when they take advantage of just that one gift that they can give their children, that gift of love and that gift of themselves when children are born. They create the a situation of reality that only a mother and child can experience. Such a unique bond that God knew what he was doing. Men, we are expected to do other things. You know, we aren't expected to make available to a child any level of something coming from our bodies other than our willingness to put our hand to the plow, to go out and do whatever may be necessary to provide the provisions to sustain family and ourselves. So the key to our success in marriage and in oneness is to learn the value associated with giving at the cognitive level. See, it's something about a child, a young person. They always know and they always understand when something has taken place and when something has happened, where they have been benefited, where they have received something from their mother, from their father, from others, from teachers. You don't really have to instruct someone when you see a child. A child just has that innate ability to know that something has been given to them. A love, a hug, a smile, food, whatever it may be, and it will satisfy them. Well, as we age, we also begin to understand that giving has another side as well, because sometimes we hold back, we restrict, we don't allow, we refuse. We don't want to give those things that now may be available to us. And then since we don't want to give those things that may be available to us that we should be giving them, instead we're holding back. We're being stingy with our love. We're being stingy with our affection. We're being stingy with the words that we could say to each other. Everything that we do on giving also has a counterpart. And that counterpart oftentimes is when we refuse to give, because now we have allowed our emotions to become part of what God made available to us. And we want to thank all of you that have dialed back in. And as I indicated, we had a little trouble getting started, but now we're back and everything is back in order. And we thank God for giving us and giving you a little patience to give us an opportunity to get things back in line and back in order. And so giving will indeed validate oneness. And when we begin to understand, we have to learn this value of giving and how giving opens up the realm to multiple and compounded returns. And like I said, giving is not always viewed in the positive. We can also open doors to demonic responses when we give continuous negative input into our relationships and especially into our marriages. There are many examples in this world that could provide the evidence we need to understand how difficult it is in this dispensation to consistently be able to give in a positive manner. We have many things we can give to provide value based on material assessment. And there are things we can give or determine not to give that cannot be measured in a traditional, tangible sense. We learn as we move through life that each example can be positive or it can be negative. Giving, of course, releases the law of reciprocity, the concept of reaping and sowing. And so when we begin to think about this, In a positive or negative sense, there are many examples that we can look at that would tell us how we can impact and affect not only how we look at giving, but how others may look at giving that we know and that we interact with. And so I'm going to ask Tammy to share with us a few examples that we can look at that will impact the concept and the element of giving. And so we will just give a consideration. We're going to take a little pause, and then we're going to come back, and we will continue the dialogue on giving tonight. It's a very, very powerful once we begin to understand we really were created. We were born to give. We were born to give ourselves away. We'll be right back after this chapter.
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you.
What a beautiful reminder that we give ourselves away, not only to the Father, but when we become one, we give ourselves away to each other. And in that process, we are indeed blessed. I hope that my queen was able to get her system back up. And I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic. Okay, queen, your mic is open. Hope your system is up.
Amen, Jesse. To God be the glory. It's been a very difficult evening. I know Satan doesn't want us to hear this word on giving. We understand the importance of giving. He understands it, and he's going to do everything in his power to stop us. But I just want to just thank God for opening up opportunity for us to continue to be able to be a blessing tonight to all of those that called in. And know so many called in, hung up, and called back in. And we want to personally say thank you to all of those that took the time to do that. We know there were some challenges that wouldn't let us get in to be the host, so was causing us issues. But one of the examples, Jesse, when I think about giving, it's so true. And when we think about it, we give our love to another person or to people based on a variety of environmental and life experiences. You know, this is so key in everything we learn, teach, and understand about the Word of God, because we know God is love. And so in order for us to understand, respect what God is, we got to give a little bit of that. We have to know that everything that God is, we have the same ability to be it. And so do we want to give love to another person in a manner in which we're giving of ourselves? When we think about it, children learn the meaning of love based on the life given to them before they have the opportunity to even know what the word means. So it's all about how are we around our children when they are newborns, when we have them in our arms and we're showing them so much love. So often, so many people say, if you don't lay that baby down, you're going to truly spoil that baby. Well, there's no really such thing as spoiling an infant when they're first born, because that infant wants to be, it's been so used to being in a mother's belly that it's used to just getting that love within. And when the baby is born, it is an opportunity for us to continue to just show the baby so much love. And that's why at a young age, as a newborn, they need so much love and attention. They need us. They need to be able to feel us holding them, feeding them, doing whatever it is that we must do. And I just thank God that we have so much love that we're willing to give. And when we do that and we just caress our children, and as they continue to grow in age and we continue to show them more love and teach them how to love by saying I love you, by giving hugs, by doing their part to be a part of the household, that's what it's all about. When I think about love, Jesse, I think about how Jesus commanded us to love one another as he loves us. He wants us to love each other. When we think about John 13:24, we think about a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. And so God was telling us and teaching us by bringing his only begotten son, Jesus, here on this earth to walk and to show us how it is to be able to give love and to be able to receive love. And some of us, it's not so much of us always giving, but are we willing to receive it back? Sometimes that might be a good question as well. And when I think about love, Jesse, there's a few things, and this one I'm spending a little bit more time with because it all starts and ends really with that word that we all come to understand and know called love. And when we fell in love with one another as spouses, there was nothing that we wouldn't do for one another. When we first had that giddy love, when we first was there with one another, when we first was understanding each other, and we wanted to do everything in our power to make sure that we express love to one another. When I think about love, I think about love others by encouraging them. So one of the things that I learned, and I just love the word of God because it doesn't return void. 1 Thessalonians 4:18 says, therefore, encourage one another with these words. So when you're thinking about love and you're thinking about all of these wonderful words that we can use, we want to make sure we're doing that and we're encouraging one another. And then if you want to read a little bit further to have a little bit more understanding, it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build another up, just as you are doing. And so how many of us know that sometimes we're having bad days, and there are times when we come home and we want our spouse to love on us, and we want our spouse to tell us something nice and something loving, something kind to kind of uplift our spirit. And that's what it talks about. We want to encourage one another, because when one is down, more than likely the other may be up. Then when I think about it, Jesse, and I think about another way that we can actually give, we can give through prayer. And as we give through prayer, it's because we're going to pray for one another. How many of us know that just praying for your spouse or your children or your family, your coworkers, it's giving. It's giving back to them because you think enough about them that you want to pray for them. And when we understand James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. It tells us that you may be healed if only you take that opportunity to declare and decree a word over another loved one's life for them to be healed. That's how they can be healed. It talks about where two or more gather together and we call upon the mighty name of Jesus that he would be in the midst. That's when we're talking about we must pray for one another. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So why wouldn't we want to use that as we're giving back to someone that is desperately in need of our prayer? And then when I think about even giving, Jesse, I think about how can we give when it relates to an act of being humble toward one another. That's giving. When you think about it, you know, we don't have to be humble with one another. We sometimes can be the opposite of that. But that's not what the word tells us to do. So if we want to be in line with the word and we want to continue to understand this word that we're dealing with called giving, we want to give of ourselves. And in Philippians 2:3, Jesse, it tells us, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. How many of you are truly giving back and doing that? If you're not, it's not too late. It's not too late to get started. It's not too late to humble yourself and know that there is someone out there that really needs you to be able to put it all in perspective and be able to be, for us to be, have humility. And that humility will give us the ability to show our love toward others. And then when I think about it, Jesse, another thing that we can do when we're actually looking to give, are we giving of our time? So many of us have so many gifts. Are we giving of our time to people, projects, and organizations based on the commitment and level of alignment to our purpose we gain from this investment? How many of you know? I'm just going to use being in holy matrimony. How many of you know that if you did not give of your time, your gifts, your talents of being able to love another person, you would not be in this form that we call married. But to God be the glory that you're married, but are you experiencing oneness? Okay, don't forget about all of the time that you gave to your spouse when you were getting to know one another, and you wanted to give so much that you were willing, ready, and able to just do your part to say, I don't care how tired I am, I'm going to still serve my spouse. I'm going to still make sure there's food on the table. I'm going to still do my part to make sure that when that quiet time comes in the evening, that we're able to sit down and talk about our day, to sit down and encourage each other. Am I willing to give of my time so that when we sit down and do different things, projects, i.e., that we have patience with one another, we're working together. And I'm thinking about even a project that we have going on, that our house is in disarray simply because we have so many projects going on things that we need to get done to prepare ourselves to put it on the market. And so if we didn't know each other, we didn't know each other's moves, we didn't know how each other you know, kind of responds in different situations, then we wouldn't be able to complete different projects. And so I just encourage us all, go back to when you first were so into one another and you gave so much of your time to make sure that the relationship would work out. But just because you got married don't mean those things stop. So I encourage you, don't give up, but continue to give even more than you ever have before. Don't get sloppy and don't get lazy. And when I think about it, and I'm thinking about giving, are we willing to give of our resources freely to people, to our spouse, to the organizations that may need us? The perfect example is, you know, our son has the ability to go out and work on the commercial side for selling roofs to different individuals, and this is the career path he has selected right now to do. And one of the places that he has frequent were churches. And how many of us know that the church is always willing, capable, and able to give because so many of their members give in that mission offering and intend for that to go back into the community? But how many of us know it's not just so much giving of your money? You have to be willing to give of yourself to go and be able to be willing to say, I'm willing to move the boxes in position. I'm willing to lift up whatever it is in the cooler to bring it out to the forefront to give to those that come by that are in need of food. I'm willing to move furniture that has been donated to give to families that are in need. Well, how many of us know that if we just position ourselves and allow ourselves an opportunity to go out and be around these people, we will find that they are in need of our services. You know, so many of us may have what we call a talent or even an opportunity to give by just sharing that God gave you, and that's being able to be in good health, being able to have strong muscles, strong hands, strong legs, where you can lift things that others may not. Well, one of the things that Jesse has done, he has committed to himself. There's too many opportunities that I can volunteer and give back of my gifts and talents. And part of it right now for him, with him working out so much, is that he has gained a lot of muscle. And he has the ability to be able to go out and lift these heavy things that otherwise most people could not lift. And so one of the things he gives back is he allows himself to go and help set up on their giveaways, whether it be food, whether it be furniture, whatever it may be, on a couple different churches. And so I'm grateful and thankful that, again, he's showing that out of love. He's given it out of love. He's given it out of his gifts, out of the talents that's within him. He's giving back of the resources that he has from his body to be able to lift when many others don't have that same ability. And I'm just grateful and thankful that we have taught them and they understand the importance of giving. So let me just make it clear tonight. I know we're doing this. I know I'm rushing through this because we're about 20 minutes behind by the time we really got back on. But I want to say to you, look deep down into your own selves. Look into the mirror and ask yourself, am I truly giving of my gifts, of my talents, of my resources? Am I giving love? Am I giving everything that I need to be given? Am I doing it as Christ would want me to do it? Am I giving it to those that may have at one point in time caused havoc upon my life, have caused issues for me? Am I still yet showing love even where there was an opportunity for me to forgive? Because, oh, I know you've already forgiven. And I know sometimes that's a difficult time for you to be able to give back. We know that. But it will be such a reward for you because it will, in marriages, in everything we do, it will validate what God has told us to do. And the key thing is you won't be able to do any of this without that wonderful word called forgiveness. And when I think about Ephesians 4:32, it says, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So that's the key thing in order for us to be able to continue to give. So as you go forward, understand and know your role and what it is that you must do. But I know God's got great things in store for all of us. Are we willing to receive from him first in order for us then to go out and execute and give in the manner in which he would want us to give? I know it is in you. I know God wants it to come out of you, and I know it's now just your willing spirit. Are you a willing vessel to do your part to give to others? Are you willing to share information? Are you willing to go in and be able to just speak life into someone? Sometimes giving doesn't have to be big and grand. It doesn't have to be a showcase. It's just whatever you're doing, but you're doing it straight from the heart. And I pray that as we continue to understand giving validates oneness, that every day you're willing to give something to your spouse. You're willing to give something to your children. You're willing to give something to your coworkers, to your friends, to strangers. And that giving something is giving a little bit of love. I pray that God bless you, that God continue to open up your eyes and your ears to help you be an individual that always has it on your heart to give. And I'm just grateful and thankful that God allowed us to press our way through. And Jesse, I know there's a few comments that you still want to make in your closing remarks and before we have to say goodbye to this awesome audience tonight. And thank God once again for these dedicated, committed individuals that we call our friends, that we call individuals that we love to be able to speak life into on a regular basis, that they still yet press their way back to the Blog Talk Radio Show to be here tonight with us. So may God bless each and every one of them. May he bless their families. May he bless everything that they put their hands to, especially this wonderful thing that we call oneness in marriage. And I pray that they all have the opportunity to be able to experience it because it's a wonderful thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Powerful prophetic utterance. We do thank God for pressing through this evening. Could have been easy just to have given up. Remember, giving can be on both sides of the ledger. But we decided to press on, and we thank God for that. And we thank God for those that called or those that sent a text saying that they could not get on. And sometimes that's what happens. Sometimes it may be a mistake made or wrong button pushed or wrong box checks or whatever it may be and some of the details you deal with. But I do want to remind you a few things before we close out giving validates oneness. See, as we indicated earlier, we have a natural desire to give. So when we are married and in our pursuit of marriage, we need to just accept our natural desire to give. It's something about us as human beings. We have a need to give. God created us in his image, and God gave us, as the word says many times, that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would have life eternal. And that God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. So what a gift that could be. What could be even greater? And so we as individuals, we also ourselves must be willing, sometimes if necessary, to make that ultimate sacrifice. And we know that many have in the past. And so we have this natural desire to give and to give in a positive way. And we believe that when we don't give in a positive way and when we refuse to give because now we are allowing fear and envy and jealousy and unbelief and backbiting and throwing seeds of discord and all of that, it is another form of giving, but you're giving the wrong thing. So we want you to just know that it's a great thing. Accept your natural desire to give. And then confess it. Confess your willingness to give. Don't hold your mouth. Don't keep your mouth closed. Open up and confess. Let each other know you have a willingness to give, that you want to give, that you desire to give. It's your heart to give. You premise to give. And it's, you activate something that God has created within us that will make available all of the things necessary in order for your confession to be true. And see, we have to also learn to tolerate the times your giving is not appreciated. And sometimes we just give, and we have to give. And when we do give, You may sometimes feel, think, and believe that it's not appreciated, but that's okay. How do you think God looks at us sometimes when we have fallen short, when we missed the mark? Didn't he not tolerate and allow us an opportunity to grow and further develop? Give your spouse an opportunity. Maybe perhaps they're growing. Maybe perhaps this is an area where you are really refined and you are really cultured in that area, and that's one area where your spouse may need a little grooming. Number four, initiate the process of giving with your spouse and your offspring. You want your spouse to see you give. You want your children to see you give. You want them to know and understand that you are committed to the process and the concept of giving, because you just believe and know and understand that you give. And when you give, you can't control it. You can't handle it. Whoever you may give to, you don't expect necessarily a return to come from where you have planted those seeds. But see, the God of all of this universe, he does it. He makes it where the law of reciprocity comes into play, and you're going to be benefited. I mean, just the other day, we had a situation. All the full details are not necessary due to time, but just suffice it to say that because something took place and we were able to get a blessing, and immediately I said, well, we're going to give that blessing back. And I'm not joking you. It had to be 2 days later, the same blessing came right back again based on something that my wife had given. See, God is just like that. Whenever things appear that they're not going well and something may happen and you have a tendency to say, well, I'm just going to hold on to this. There's sometimes God will prompt you to just give. And when you do, he'll turn around and give it right back to you. Number five, overcome the fear of giving and receiving no return. That's the opposite. See, don't be fearful. If God has pricked your heart to give, then give. Find someplace, somebody, some situation. Give. Don't be afraid to give, because God is going to make a way for you to be blessed. Don't be afraid. And number six, just never stop giving to your spouse, to your children, to your friends, to the organizations that you are attached to. Because truly, when you give, it releases the blessings, the praises of heaven and the Father. So we want to encourage you tonight to know and to understand that giving validates oneness. Father, we praise you. We thank you tonight that we were able to come back together. We pray that the word that was spoken here live and those that will be heard for those who pursue it in the archives will still be a blessing, and that we'll continue to move forward in our desire and our hope to validate our oneness by the act of giving. We give you glory. We give you honor tonight. We thank you in all we do, and all in agreement simply said, amen. We want to remind you at 9 o'clock, dial back in, hear the wonderful ministry gifts of our sister, Minister Leah Killens. Beautiful ministry. You got to dial back in to check her out at 9 o'clock. We're going to close with this little short song. And then at 9 o'clock, just dial back in, and you'll be blessed to hear a wonderful ministry gifts. She's got a wonderful ministry, Minister Leah Killens. Until next Monday, remember, giving validates oneness.
Agape love.